This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli forces ended a two-day raid Thursday in the occupied West Bank of Jenin that Palestinian health officials say killed at least 12 people and wounded 25 others. Israel began the operation Tuesday and said it was battling militants in the area. The Israeli Defense Forces also reported carrying out ground fighting and airstrikes Thursday in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, in central Gaza, and in the Jabalia area of northern Gaza. Meanwhile, Norway, Ireland, and Spain announced Wednesday they're recognizing a Palestinian state. While the announcement has no immediate impact and is mostly symbolic, it is significant that the countries are from Europe, a region from which Israel enjoys strong support. The Palestinians obviously are welcoming the move, while Israel and its key ally, the United States, oppose it. University of California, San Diego, Middle East professor Michael Provence told VOA's International Edition program the action raises a fundamental question.
Are the Palestinians, do they have the same rights to their homeland as Israelis have? And if the answer to that question is yes, then they have to be recognized. Essentially, what Netanyahu and what President Biden are insisting on is that Israeli rights are superior, or maybe even non-coexistent with Palestinian rights.
Provence suggests that had there already been a Palestinian state, there likely would not have been an October 7th attack on Israel, which spawned the current conflict. Russian missiles slammed into Ukraine's second-largest city in the northeast of the country and killed at least six civilians early Thursday as Kyiv's army labors to hold off an intensive cross-border offensive by the Russians' larger and better-equipped forces. The sound of 15 explosives reverberated around the city of some 1 million people. Meanwhile, two officials tell the Associated Press the U.S. is expected to announce an additional $275 million in military aid for Ukraine on Friday. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has welcomed Kenyan President William Ruto to Washington for a three-day visit. Reports say the president will seek to make Kenya the first sub-Saharan African country to be designated a major non-NATO ally. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
A range of issues are being discussed during Ruto's trip, including trade and debt relief, as well as the way forward for Ukraine, Sudan, and Haiti. Kenya is currently planning to send troops to help address a security crisis in Haiti as part of a UN-backed mission. On Wednesday, Biden said he and Ruto would also launch a new era of technology cooperation. That includes work on cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, and semiconductors. Ruto's trip also includes a state dinner, marking 60 years of ties between the two countries. The non-NATO ally designation is granted to close allies that have strategic working relationships with the U.S. military.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. A Bangkok hospital official said Thursday 40 people aboard the Singapore Airlines flight that hit severe turbulence on Monday are still receiving medical treatment, with 22 people having sustained spinal injuries. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
One person died and over a dozen people remained in intensive care following the Singapore Airlines flight that hit severe turbulence. The plane descended following turbulent weather over the Andaman Sea. Arriving in Sydney, passenger Beverly Mayers recalled the panic in the plane.
The whole plane was shuddering, and you think it's going to land on land, in the water, is it going to crack up?
She added,
you know, great pieces were falling off and dropping on the floor, people getting hit in the head.
Mayers said she just wants to be near her family now.
So my son has come to pick me up, and I still have to stay with him tonight to see my other children. Just gonna hold them close.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The White House is pushing the U.S. tech industry to help shut down the market for sexually abusive deepfake images generated by artificial intelligence. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's top science advisor says there may now be an answer about where the first real harms of generative AI will be. New AI tools have made it easy to transform someone's likeness into sexually explicit deepfakes and then share them online, like what happened with images of Taylor Swift earlier this year. Absent federal legislation, the administration's urging the private sector to help by curbing the creation, spread, and gaining profit from such non-consensual images. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You'll find more on this story and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.